This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
The Lansing City Council is expected to vote next week on a $23 million marketplace redevelopment project downtown. A public hearing held on the matter at last night's meeting. LEDC President Bob Trezise was there and spoke with WILS.
The city has put in there some additional public infrastructure improvements related to the marketplace, which includes a pedway, redesigning and redoing a pedway, and putting in our skating rink. We want to be a big city.
Things getting back to normal at Waverly Middle School after a heated air conditioning unit burned and created smoke that set off a fire alarm this morning. Communications Director Eldon McGraw on WILS.
The building was evacuated and the students and staff are safe and they were evacuated to the Waverly High School.
While many officials are calling for a Michigan Assistant Attorney General to be fired over a website attacking an openly gay University of Michigan student, East Lansing Representative Mark Meadows disagrees, telling WILS's Tony Connolly there's a First Amendment issue.
I can't say that I can jump on the bandwagon saying fire this guy, but I think he should be brought into the office and he should realize that he's a representative of that agency.
The Michigan State Police confirming no fatalities in today's early morning five-car accident on westbound I-96 near MLK Boulevard, the cause still being investigated. And after a heart attack and a blood clot in his leg, MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio announcing that he will be coaching the team for the game against U of M on Saturday. A vote expected at next week's Lansing City Council meeting on a brownfield plan for developer Pat Gillespie $23 million marketplace redevelopment project downtown. LEDC President Bob Trezise spoke with WILS at last night's meeting.
The brownfield plan, Pat's revenue from his new project is what pays it off, the tax revenue from that. So it's a good deal for the city, but no one's made a decision. It's just really a placeholder.
A bill to allow Sunday morning liquor sales in Michigan was passed by the Michigan House, only to then be packed with a slew of proposals in the Senate. East Lansing State Representative Mark Meadows tells WILS's Tony Connolly that may mean it won't be signed.
The revenue produced by it can be found elsewhere. And so I don't know exactly how the governor is going to react to this. In the past, she has vetoed bills that look a lot like this.
Waverly Middle School students returning to class today after a fire alarm prompted their evacuation to the high school this morning. Communications Director Eldon McGraw.
We had a belt on the roof of the middle school for the heating and air conditioning unit to burn out, and it caused a little bit of smoke.
And with MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio's announcement today that he'll be leading his team during Saturday's game against the Wolverines, Detroit News writer Mark Charbonneau says that will only add to the intensity.
It's been, since 99, these guys were last undefeated when they played each other, so the hype machine is already in full gear, and it's only Tuesday.
A public hearing last night at the Lansing City Council meeting on Jet Engineering's proposed $5.5 million expansion, which could add around 160 new jobs to the city. Executive Barry Cavanaugh spoke with WILS.
In order to make this a viable economic proposition, there are abatements and tax incentives that we need to line up to do that. But first step in doing that is doing this establishment of a district.
Delta Airlines lowering airfare for flights coming out of Lansing's airport. It's part of an effort to draw more mid-Michigan passengers. Bob Selig, executive director of the Capital Region Airport Authority, tells WILS's Tony Connolly that Delta made a variety of changes.
And it wasn't just the airfares. We were dealing with long connecting times in Detroit. We were dealing with schedule reliability concerns by customers.
A brief scare today for some Lansing area middle school students. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
A crazy morning at Waverly Middle School where a fire alarm at around 7:30 prompted students to evacuate to the high school.
We had a belt on the roof of the middle school for the heating and air conditioning unit to burn out, and it caused a little bit of smoke, so the building was evacuated and the students and staff are safe and they were evacuated to the Waverly High School.
Communications Director Eldon McGraw on WILS says no injuries were reported to students and staff. Those students returned to the middle school a couple of hours later and reported to class as scheduled. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
A judge today ruling that the Granholm administration violated state labor laws by not granting non-unionized state workers a 3% raise this year, one that was received by unionized workers. There is an ongoing lawsuit on the matter. Michigan State Police reporting that there were actually two accidents on westbound I-96 this morning, which resulted in five people being hospitalized. The first occurring near Waverly Road. That backup led to the second crash near MLK Boulevard. And MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio today announcing that a heart attack and a blood clot in his leg will not stop him from leading the Spartans in Saturday's game against U of M. Detroit News writer Mark Charbonneau on WILS joining fans across the state in analyzing the matchup.
The big question is going to be defensively. I think Michigan State showed in the last week that their defense, you know, isn't that bad. I mean, they're a pretty solid defense, whereas Michigan is just giving up points and yards.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight mostly clear, low around 40. Tomorrow sunny, the high almost reaching 70. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 45. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.